Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
We should just have you sing every bump camp.
I should, as long as the music's good.
Even the country ones.
Well, I mean, no, the country ones aren't good.
Whoa, fighting words, especially from a Hoosier like yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you know, half the people in Eureka listen to country
music. Yeah, you're
bizarre. I'm bizarre in so many different ways, Hannah.
I know.
Do you have to like country music as part of being a Hoosier?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
I hope not, because I'm
a
Hoosier.
No,
like
not at all, but it's just like part of being a Missourian. Like,
I think
you're
right.
I'm a
heavy metal Hoosier.
Not in my Missouri.
Yeah, I feel like everyone likes a tiny bit of country.
Really? Have you been to North City, Hannah?
Yes.
You're remarkably close, right?
We're right on the borderline. We are at Randall's Wine and Spirits, 1910 South Jefferson. Tito's Vodka is here with a tasting going
Damn
on until 7
stuff.
O'clock. You need to be here.
Yeah.
You taste that. You pick some up. Oh, anything you want. Wine, liquor, beer, anything. It's all here.
And they got great prices. They got tons of stuff. And, again, they got Pocahontas giving out Tito's. samples and
Can you explain why you're calling her that so people don't
her.
Think
look
it's
at
me.
Her. She looks like Pocahontas. She said that she looked like Pocahontas and she's got a tattoo that kind of looks like a Pocahontas.
Well, that's what Pocahontas wears in the movie is what's on her arm.
Exactly my point. That's why we're
Pocahontas
calling her that.
Wore a royal blue romper?
No, the red arm.
She worked
for
Tito's?
I don't know what to call that, but
Can I ask, Hannah, I need to ask you a question. I've been meaning to ask you this.
Oh, she'll have
days.
The answer for it, I'm
oh,
sure.
Oh, she will. Hannah knows most things. Have you seen this thing about guys wearing rompers?
Yes, actually, TJ sent that to me and asked if I would buy his first one for
what
him.
Is
and
it?
That is a true fact, and I have proof
oh,
of that.
Oh, we believe you. What are rompers?
Explain
so,
to people who don't
oh,
know.
Oh, you're being
to me,
serious.
Please? Yeah, well, I'm being serious.
You've seen me wear them. It's a shirt.
Black pants.
Okay, it's a dress, but it's shorts instead of a skirt. So it's one outfit, and it's all connected.
Does
and
it
look
so like
instead of a dress being open at the bottom, it's just shorts. So it's just a full outfit with shorts.
It's
that
a dress.
The most
with
unsexy thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, rompers
is that
are
why
right
TJ
when girls
wants
are
it?
Wearing them.
Right, you're saying Hannah doesn't look good in a romper.
So she, I don't remember her wearing that, but it doesn't sound very. What is it again?
It's just a one-piece outfit, and instead, so it's like a dress. It looks exactly like a dress, except the bottoms, it's shorts instead of an open dress. Yeah,
and so now they have them for men.
Ooh.
And TJ is considering.
Oh, like a capri kind of thing, too.
Nope, it's a one-piece.
Okay, I'm just way off.
It's a one-piece.
Have you ever seen a
okay, I got the visual. I got it.
When you go home tonight, say, hey, Kate, do you have a romper? She's going to pull it out, and then imagine TJ wearing that.
Ooh.
He
would
wow.
do that.
Did you
he
just
would.
Ask him to imagine?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
I went down there.
But my point with the capris are girls used to wear capris, and then guys started wearing capri pants, especially over in Europe. I saw that all the damn time, and I
No, this like me. This shouldn't be a style trend. This should not be a thing.
Does anybody on the Blues wear capris?
Yeah, Bergie.
Yes.
Yes, Berglund.
I didn't know they were going to do
Here's the male romper.
Oh, my God. See, that's not hot. That's not Well, especially there, but even with a girl wearing that,
okay,
I don't think
that
that's
does a girl doesn't wear one like that.
That looks foolish,
Hannah. What would you think if a guy came up to you to
I
talk
would,
to you wearing
start
a
start cracking
Why do you ask
up
her that
on
question?
The spot? I
what if,
would be so
what
happy.
If Patrick Berglund came up to you wearing that?
Now that's a different story.
I've seen those guys wear cut off jorts, and I'm so confused.
I told you they've been doing that. For
they
years.
All do that. Canadians and Europeans, they think it's normal, and I'm like, what are you doing?
It's a lot of Swedes do that. The really tight jean shorts that go down your knees. I don't get it. And then they'll wear like really loosey. They'll wear like wife beaters.
Cam, when you were walking out of the locker room, either team you played for, we'll throw Nottingham out. Devil's Blues. Was it just a smorgasbord of European fashion walking
yes,
out of that thing?
Yes, absolutely.
And how much of it did you adapt yourself?
A ton. Actually, okay. My first couple of years, the guys would be like, dude, you got to change some things up. My suits were so bad. I mean, you get cigarette holes in them or whatever. You're at the bar, somebody dabs you with a cigarette, and you got a hole in your pants. You still wear those pants all the damn time. You know, Marty and the guys were like, dude. Marty actually gave me like 5 suits, Canali suits, and I got them adjusted to fit me. And now I gave them to my buddies. But finally, I figured out go to Hugo Boss and they'll take care of you there.
When
but
I
no, but they have the Europeans have great fashion.
When I studied abroad in Europe, that I loved fashion over there, and I loved the way that the guys dressed over there.
So
I think I like it more than
it's
here.
Half and half. It's like some of the guys are just too.
Sometimes it's too much.
Too much, yeah, no.
So but are you cool with a guy in a romper?
No.
No. Okay. Well, you.
I would just immediately start laughing. If that becomes a thing, I will lose my mind.
But just think about it. If you dated a guy with wearing rompers,
I will not date a guy who would wear a romper.
You could wear matching rompers.
Yeah. I would not date a guy who would wear a romper.
That'd be really cool if you did that.
Maybe you and Kate should do that.
I'd do it.
You probably would.
Cam would look amazing in a romper. TJ, I'm Jacked. Sorry, on the text line, says guys in rompers is very fancy. Hello. For the 636, TJ did not want to be at the liquor store out of fear of getting drunk by osmosis. Yes, TJ is not with us today. We're at Randall's Wine and Spirits on South Jefferson.
I don't think TJ's in Chicago. I don't think he ever got anywhere close to Chicago.
I think you're exactly right. I don't know what the hell he's doing, but it's probably something boring.
Taylor, wherever you are right now, because I know you're listening because you're within earshot of the regular broadcast.
You're doing nothing else.
Where are you at right now? What are your thoughts on rompers?
We know what his thoughts on rompers are.
Uh-oh. We'll get into that when he comes back. We've got our
Oh, he'll love to talk about it.
I'm sure he will. The Cardinals open up a three-game homestand with the Giants tonight. The Giants struggled most of this year, but they're coming off a 5-1 homestand. It's amazing. We talked about their pitching earlier and how inconsistent, mostly bad it's been. And Madison Bumgarner, as most people know, is out for a while after a dirt bike accident. But listen to their splits home and road for their pitching staff. At home, it's a 3.12 ERA for their pitching staff.
Very good.
On the road, 5.82. 582 on the road. Matt Moore, who's pitching tonight, is a prime example. His ERA overall is 5.67, which isn't very good, but on the road, he's 0-3 with a 10.5 ERA.
So the Cardinals have pretty good chances of having a good night tonight, in other words.
You would hope so. Although, maybe they regress to the mean tonight, the Giants do, so...
What does that mean, Eric?
Regress to the mean, or actually, in this case, it would be progress to the mean. It means you go back to what you are.
So who's going back to what?
So if Matt Moore's better than a 10.5 ERA, then he's going to eventually lower that.
He'd basically have to close his eyes to be worse than that.
I know, right? So the Giants are hoping to turn things around. They do have their closer back, Mark Melanson, who had been on the disabled list for a while. He was activated on Wednesday, but still no Bumgarner, still no Hunter Pence, who's out. They do have Buster Posey, though, who's one of the best players in baseball, and he's having a career year, at least so far.
378 average, second in the National League so far this year. I think when you have a team that beat up and you have a team struggling that much, just don't pitch to him. Make everybody else beat you all weekend. Don't let him be the guy that does it. You just can't afford that.
And again, the Cardinals, in the news of the day, if you didn't hear, Johnny Peralta has been activated from the disabled list, and Mag Sierra sent down to double A. He had been in single A before the call-up, so he leaves with a 367 average and 30 at-bats. Steven Piscotty, not with the team officially yet. He's still in Springfield, but probably will be back, I assume, at some point in the next day or two, especially since the team right now is going with three outfielders. Again, there might be something that we don't know. You always have to enter that caveat. John Mozeliak's not stupid, obviously. So there might be something that he knows that we don't know. But I think it is interesting that they're just going to go, at least for now, probably with three outfielders tonight. And I guess Diaz or Adams is your fourth outfielder.
They're going to have to pray. They're going to need to pray that doesn't happen, because either way, one way or another.
Are you not a fan of Matt Adams out there, Matty? I'm confused.
You know what? At this point, if you're going to play Matt Adams in outfield, put him in center field. I don't care. Why not? Let's just make this thing an adventure. Let's make it as much of an adventure as we can.
855-282-8255 on the text line. Pepe checking in. Hannah, Harley, and I are getting matching rompers.
Oh, good. Family affair.
You talked about studying abroad. Hannah Sugar Shane says, I study abroad, too. Mm. I think he's talking about something a little different. Mm-hmm. TJ is also weighed in, checking in with us, took a picture of some poor woman and said she looked hot in a romper.
That's great radio.
Yeah, well, I just want people to know that TJ is checking in, even though he's not here.
It looks like TJ's at the Home Depot up on Page.
I know. That's what it looked like in this picture that he sent that no one else can see.
NBA playoffs resuming tonight with the Cavaliers. They dominated Game 1 in Boston, and they will go for a 2-0 series lead tonight. It's interesting because J.R. Smith of Cleveland said that he thinks Boston may try to go out and hurt somebody from the Cavs since they know they can't win the series. They may get a little
Can I recommend one person? Well, hurt LeBron, right?
Good luck.
Good luck with that. The guy's a monster.
Game one, they were sending 5'7" Isaiah Thomas at him.
Well, like, that's the guy you got to hurt, though. I mean,
do you just,
if he's still in the lineup, you're going to lose.
Probably. I mean, you have to just start throwing people at him, though.
Or do you step on his ankle like that one guy did from San Antonio?
Yeah, you'd have to try to kill LeBron. You, like, literally would have to use weapons because no other way. Well, one team that they won't have to deal with is the Washington Wizards, who were eliminated in 7 games by those Celtics. But local product and Wizards guard Bradley Beal thinks there might have been some issues afoot that the Cavs were attempting to avoid the Wizards as opposed to play them here. And I quote, Beal said, "Cleveland didn't want to see us. I've always said that. I feel that's the reason they didn't want to play us in the second round. They didn't want to see us in the second round. If they were going to go down, they were going to go down in the conference finals. They didn't want to go down in the second round because they knew that we would give them the competitiveness and that edge. We weren't fazed by who was on the floor."
All right, I like Bradley Beal, local guy. That's ridiculous. Cleveland's 9-0 in the playoffs. They're not fazed by anybody in the East. The only team that maybe they're fazed by is Golden State. We'll find out in a week. And here's the thing, Bradley. I love you, man, but beat Boston. Like, if you think Cleveland's really scared of you and they didn't want to play you, maybe beat the Celtics and make them play you. He did his best. He had 38 points in Game 7 when they lost to Boston. But I think that's crazy. LeBron ain't scared of anybody.
It sounds a lot to me like the Bruce Brudeau contract comments.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We're the better team, but you still lost.
Just we lost.
Yeah.
In 5.
Yeah.
It's tough to be the better team and lose, man.
I don't like any comments like that. You know what I mean? It's like, then just go out there and play.
It's sour. It was a close game, but we lost. But we weren't the better team, because if you were, you would have won.
I don't think there's anybody. Maybe the Celtics get one. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. There's no team that's going to put up a fight against either the Warriors or the Cavs.
I'll tell you this right now, to change topics, I don't think Nashville's got too much of a chance now the way Anaheim played last game, and now they're missing Johansson.
Yeah,
that's a big loss.
Ryan Johansson is out for the rest of the playoffs. He had emergency surgery.
That's unfortunate.
After
man.
An injury in the game last night.
I didn't notice that injury. I don't know if anybody wants to throw a text out and tell us what happened. Hannah, do you see the injury there? Because I didn't see him leave the game. He might have.
No, and I was going through all of Nashville's Predators, their play-by-play, and he didn't leave the ice due to an injury.
Noticed.
So I would have noticed that if it was a big thing. So I'm confused, and I would have to go back and watch all of that and see how it played out. But it means he played through, and I mean, that is a top guy for them.
Well, think about that. If you get injured that bad, you're going right off the ice. You maybe land on the ice too. But you didn't notice that. He didn't leave the ice, I don't think. So either he just absolutely sucked it up and played and played, and maybe he was hurt before and he just re-injured it or hurt it worse throughout that game and just kind of just bared with it. Who knows what the hell Ryan Kessler was doing to him. My God.
It's interesting, too. It's a left thigh injury, which typically you don't hear about emergency surgery for a thigh injury.
Yeah, it could be a blood clot.
Right. So that's what you're thinking is something like that.
That could ruin your career, too, by the way. And that happens usually whenever you get – a hip pointer or you go to knee to knee and you get dead leg or whatever it's called, and then you go on the plane and then it kind of blows up on your leg when you fly for a long time. It happened to a Henrik Talander on my Devils team one time, and it ruined him for like a year.
And this is, of course, the second playoff-ending injury that Nashville's had. Remember, of course, in the Blues series, Kevin Fiala broke his leg
with that nasty
hit into the boards. Their chances, I saw a prediction earlier. It had the statistical chances that each team wins the Cup. Their chances went down 5% from 26% to 21%, just losing Johansson.
A big center like that? Absolutely.
Especially in a series where now they're tied 2-2. The other series is 2-1 Ottawa leading the Penguins. They'll play game 4 tonight. Obviously, probably season on the line for the Penguins.
Absolutely. They looked terrible last game. Completely out of it. Slow. Nowhere to go in a neutral zone.
Score reflected that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sidney Crosby looked absolutely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs still. And I don't know if he's going to be able to rebound from that. He's out of it.
God, can you imagine that if you would have gotten that before that series started? Oh, by the way, in this game, the Penguins are going to lose. They're going to be down 5-0 heading into the third.
Man.
I mean, it's insanity.
But you know what, Hannah, though? I bet you. We chirp him like this. Everybody's down on Sidney Crosby. I bet you he comes out and dominates and just shakes off this concussion somehow. I don't know how the hell you do that.
I don't know.
Look, it's one thing if he had a broken hurt finger or a toe or whatever, which he probably still does anyway. But a head injury, it's tough. Even a guy like Sidney Crosby to turn that around, shake off a head injury, and go out and dominate like he used to. Yeah. I don't see it happening. But
and like I
again,
said,
if anybody does, it's going to be him.
Yeah. I mean, I could see him stepping up definitely in the next game. And I think he will. And he's still performed. He's still doing things, just not near to the level that they need him to and that he's done when he's not been injured. But I'll just be intrigued to see his injury report after the playoffs are over.
Oh, I'll tell you one injury he's got. Oh, he's concussed.
Well, why is
just
he playing?
Just like Tom Brady.
I mean,
I don't know.
Will
I
you
said
see that?
That?
Will you see it, though? Because if they're not saying it now, will
no,
you see it?
No, you're right. Until he gets crushed again. I mean, I don't know how many more times he can get hit.
I would think a guy that played his career like Mario Lemieux, who just, I mean, for as great as he was, still left a little bit on the ice due to injury, would be hypersensitive to that with Sid.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that just surprises me that he's out there, clearly. I mean, just.
I think Sid has a lot to do with the decision, too. I think Sidney Crosby's like, no, I'm playing. And that doctor's
of
probably
course.
Like, no, no, you're not good. He's like, no, I'm playing.
Did you ever play with a guy that overruled the organization like that?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's scary.
I don't think in this day and age, though, Cam, that would happen. With the concussion protocols the way they are, if the medical staff said you can't play, I think what more than likely has happened, and I think we talked about this yesterday, sometimes when you have an injury like that, you can pass the tests, and you're cleared by the doctors, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're right.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to pass a test when you purposely fail the first one that you take. Seriously.
Set the low baseline.
You set the low baseline. Like, see, I didn't get any of them right. Now I'm getting three of them
right.
Did
you ever listen to the Gin Blossoms when you were younger growing up?
Yeah, I know who
they had
are.
A song, and the line was, if you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down. So that's a good motto from life. Lower
I'm glad you told me that, Eric.
Lower expectations.
Can I get those 3 seconds back? My God. What's wrong with you?
I'm making an analogy, Cam.
A great
right?
one. We're a great one.
Why'd you take – you took him over your knee and said, come here.
I know, you child.
Let me teach you how
come
the world
here, son.
Works.
Good Lord.
Cam Jansen, Andy Yates, Matt Whiter. I'm Eric Messersmith. We're at Randall's Wine and Spirits, 1910 South Jefferson. Tito's Vodka is here for a tasting event going on until 7 o'clock. Make sure you come on by and check this place out.
Absolutely. Check this place out. It's humongous. They have everything here. They got a bunch of sales going on. They got Tito's Vodka, which is my favorite. I love it with Bloody Marys. They got some samplings here. Check it out. Come taste it. And check out this huge store with anything. You want to become an alcoholic, come on down.
Even if
great advertisement.
Wow, that's their motto now. Now even if you're just
That's my motto.
Even if you're just a casual drinker.
Oh yeah, casual drinkers too. Absolutely. Whatever you want to do.
Some people
but
I know,
you have a ton to choose from is my point.
Some people just like to have one or two. Not Hannah, but some people.
No, that's what I'm referring to. Of
What's everybody doing this weekend? Hannah Ray, you had a concert last night. You were partying until the wee hours of the morning. So
actually, I was home after the concert,
you
so that didn't
here.
End too late. Yeah, no, but I am tired. I went and saw Chainsmokers, and that was something else, let me tell you. Their concert, they only sang two songs, and so everything else was just electronic, and it was just, I don't know.
What, so they sing two songs and everything else is
everything
into
else is like a DJ. It's like Vegas type of music.
Yeah,
you know?
You got to be on ecstasy.
Which I've never been to Vegas, but I feel like that's how it would be in my mind. That's what I envision.
Hannah, how was the crowd? Were they like drooling on themselves?
The crowd was police officers and the security guards were walking around bottle feeding everyone with water bottles.
Yeah, because they don't want anybody to overdose.
Yep. That's
it was
seriously.
Insanity.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're keeping an eye on everybody because no one's buying booze there because everybody's effed up on Molly and ecstasy. Not
well,
that I know,
do you know
anything.
First,
well, I just
confused.
Know those concerts. I mean, look at everybody. They're like drinking. They're looking
right.
at.
Well, I,
they're
yeah.
gazing at the
obviously,
sky.
Obviously, I'm not familiar with that.
They're
that
rolling.
Side of
you notice everybody had like glow sticks and they're like rolling it and looking at their own glow sticks, making weird. You didn't notice that?
Were you there?
I just know these concerts, girl. I mean, come on.
Tarasenko and his wife were there.
Oh, no. They weren't doing that. But yeah.
So what's on the agenda then for the weekend?
Nothing crazy for me, guys.
Are you going to that party Sunday night with all the St. Louis
pro athletes? Yeah, I am.
Athletes,
I still need to RSVP, Cam.
Didn't do it.
Are you getting us into that or what?
Jeez, man, you're a scavenger, man. What God almighty. Yeah, I will.
So the party is Sunday night, what, at the Cheshire, right?
At the Cheshire.
Cheshire.
Yes.
Crap, why did I get that? This is a big charity event. helping out a great cause. And part of it is the golf tournament then again that will happen on Monday.
At the Legends. Beautiful course, of course.
Where we will be on Monday afternoon.
We will be there. We're going to be there. We're not going to play in it because we don't have time. But we'll be there. There's going to be a bunch of former pro athletes. Not ex-athletes. Former pro athletes there. Mm-hmm. It's a cool organization. You got to check it out. It's St. Louis STLProPlayers.org. Check out what they're about. Derek Frost is a great guy, playing in the NFL for a long time. He's got this cool thing going, and we're setting up a bunch of neat events with a bunch of former pro athletes that will tell a bunch of stories, and we'll do it right. So check it out online, STLProPlayers.org.
Yeah, and they still need one more for their foursome there, so make sure you check that out for Monday, and we will be there at the Legends Golf Club. What about you, Maddie? You got a big weekend plan?
I'm going to do my usual tonight.
Tolomardu, baby.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. That's definitely happening. Actually, I'm going to get a fresh bottle before I leave
out of
here.
Take Hannah's.
No.
It's empty.
Nobody comes between Hannah and her Tolomardu. Go have some cigars, man. Hang out. Get the week behind me. That's it. Play a little ball tomorrow, probably.
Sounds like a good weekend. On the text line, 855-282-8255, a texter from the 314 has sent in a photo, which we always encourage, with Cam's head superimposed
I
over
look
somebody.
Pretty
in the
sexy in that outfit. I'm not gonna lie to you. I chirped this romper ordeal, but I look pretty good. It looks like a 18th century pajamas, you know, with the like thing where you unplug in the ass.
Oh my!
You know what I'm talking
God.
About? You know what I'm talking
I
about?
I cannot believe you just described it as that.
Yeah, it's got two buttons in a butt, and you undo it. Back in the day, and you wore that weird hat. That's what that looks like.
You shouldn't have said that with our texters.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
I'm sure they're going to be.
I'm sure they already did.
They're going to be responding to that for sure.
Good. You have something to do.
855-282-8255 on the text line. That's that is quite the picture. I like your loafers, too, you got there.
My legs look good. I think I shaved them.
The romper, though, is my goodness.
That's terrible that looking. Okay, look, I'm trying.
It's
looks terrible. It's
on.
Never catching on.
Wait, are people in –
it's like
are the Swedes really wearing this?
Yes, they are.
Where's Alex Steen from?
Oh, he's wearing that outfit. Steiner is wearing that. Him and Bergie. Oh, my gosh. Bergies are way tighter than that, though. Bergie will wear jean shorts tighter than all hell, cutting off his circulation. He does. It's
We're
weird.
Having him
Michael
on.
Bergie, what are you doing?
We're having him on next week.
I make fun of his outfit,
We're
and I make fun of
his
goatee, and he's pissed at me right now, I think. I can't stop making fun of him.
Well, he's wearing jean shorts.
He wears jean shorts and a cutoff T-shirt.
A lot of them do. When I covered
he's
the
hilarious.
Playoffs last year, it was later on, so it was hot out. That's what they had come to the rink, and I'm so confused.
I thought it was a joke.
No, they're dead serious.
I'm like, Bergie, what are you doing? He's like, what, man? What, Cam? What? I go, well, look at you. Look at yourself. What, man? I'm doing. Girls like it, man.
Does he move his shoulders?
Yeah, what is that interpretation?
Actually, he does.
He does. He's so funny. He is hilarious. He'll take a beating in the locker room, honestly. You'll chirp the hell out of him, and he just laughs the whole time. Like, he's just great, man. He smiles with everything. But he dresses like a goofball, and it is what it is.
They're not cut off jean shorts, though, are they?
Yes.
They're cut off.
I legit think they might have cut them themselves. That's what they look like.
No, they stole them from Kate, honestly. God. I give Kate her shorts back. Seriously, wash them first, Bergie.
No.
He's great. Whoever's close.
I don't think we could follow that up.
No,
I think that's it.
That's probably how we need to end the show today. Make sure you come on by here, Randall's Wine and Spirits again. They've hosted us today. Great place, 1910 South Jefferson. Tito's Vodka is here doing this tasting, and we really want you to try it out because it is some really good stuff. And that tasting's going on for another hour all the way up until 7 tonight.
Right on. Good stuff.
Make sure you get one to go as well. Well, guys, it's been a fun week.
Yeah,
it has.
Everybody have a good weekend.
I will.
And thanks to the texters and callers and listeners. So thanks to everybody as well. And the texting contribution, I think, this week has been particularly strong.
Yes,
so
very much so.
Especially with Cam, picture of Cam in the romper.
They must have the week off, these
texters. TJ will be back on Monday, too, we think, if we can find him.
Who cares?
Thanks to Brian Hoffman back at the studio for helping us out today, and Matt Rocchio as well, doing a great job as always. Thanks to Matt Dahlberg, our on-site engineer.
Yeah.
Helping us out the last few days. And again,
can I say something about Matt?
Yes, absolutely.
Can I say something about him real quick? He told me a story the other day where he saw Mozeliak, and they're at Mo came into, I think, Charlie Marlowe
the Midday Grind.
The Midday Grind. And he's staring at Dan. He looks at him. He goes, come here, son. And he goes, you got to put a collared shirt on if you want to be respected in this business.
Mo said
Did
that?
He not say that to you, Dan? Mo said that to him, dead serious. And Dan looked at him and looked at him and said,
You
okay.
mean Matt.
Matt, sorry.
His name is Matt.
Matt, sorry, my memory's terrible. Matty, didn't you not look at him and say, hey, okay, and now you have a collared shirt on today? Funny, you will never forget that. You will never forget that he did that.
It's John awesome. Mozeliak like walking the streets
yes.
threatening people?
He corrected poor Matty. Matty's like, I
You know
what,
though?
What do you
want me to do? You know what, Matt? In your defense, Mo's kind of jacked. He's a little jacked, and he's tall. That was a good idea. Yeah, that was a good idea.
I told
Way
him,
to listen.
I go, kid, like, you will never forget that, and you'll always have a collared shirt on.
Although,
bro.
To be fair, Mo has not worked, you can tell, in radio, because most people in radio dress like bums pretty consistently. Yeah. That's part of the
We've
joy of being
We've
on
seen
the
you
radio.
For months now.
Hey, what are you talking about wearing your T-shirt?
Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself. Yeah, I don't right. dress like a bum any day.
No,
but
you don't.
I'll tell you this, though. One time we were doing a presser, and Mo spilled a whole cup of coffee on my cell phone. The whole and he was oh somebody left
him?
This here and he wiped it off and put it off to the side and left it there. I was like, thanks, Mo.
Wow, why'd
he do that?
He comes. I guess he just was doing his thing and he knocked. What am I gonna do?
Smack him.
Okay, that's all right. I'll have you
yeah.
come in.
Listen
do
to
that.
What I have to say.
He owes you a cell phone.
Yes,
I think.
He does.
You know what? Get us a cleanup hitter. We'll call it even.
Get some of his loafers he wears.
Bid
every day.
$40 million on Luis Robert this weekend, and we'll call it even.
Me and John Mozeliak's relationship. Is on the line about getting this 19-year-old kid out of Cuba.
That's creepy.
Thanks Good so Lord. Much for all your texts this week. We really appreciate it. We'll be back on Monday from the Legends Golf Course
yes.
for that charity golf tournament, so make sure you check it out then. Coming up next, Matt Berger will be along for that 590 show. This has been The Hardline, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. For Cam Jansen, Matt Whitener, and Hannah Yates, I'm Eric Messersmith. Have a great weekend, everybody.